Arizona boasts of many women who've made history both here and on the national stage. We all know the impact that Sandra Day O'Connor and Rose Mofford had here, but in this series, we highlight some of the lesser-known women whose stories shaped our state's history. Today, meet Du Yu Wong. She wasn't a politician or an adventurer or relatively famous. Du Yu was a Chinese immigrant to Flagstaff during the turn of the 20th century, when the Chinese Exclusion Act was law. She and her husband opened the American Laundry in Flagstaff in 1915, a business that by the time she died had become a pillar in the community. And for this interview, we got an especially up-close and personal point of view to tell us a little bit about her story, her sons. Here is my conversation with Dr. James Wong, a now 85-year-old retired doctor and the last child of Du Yu. He began by telling me how his parents met.
Well, most Chinese who were here were married by prearranged marriages. In those days, women were raised to marry a rich American, and there were a lot of eligible Chinese women. And my mother was only 16 when he went to get her, when he went to meet her.
So your father went from San Francisco to China to meet your mother, and they married there. And then it was a while later before she could come to the United States, right?
Yes. And that was at that time because of the aftermath of the Chinese Exclusion Act. One of the restrictions was they could not bring their families to the U.S. Even though my father was a citizen of the U.S., they still... You had to jump through a lot of hoops to bring them over here.
How did she end up getting through the immigration system despite the Chinese Exclusion Act to come here eventually?
Well, you know, the Chinese Exclusion Act was enacted. It was an actual law in 1882, and was reenacted in California in 1892. And actually, the law was used to restrict the Chinese in every way for 60 years. My father was aware of the laws and the laws changes, and until finally he had a valid birth certificate and other papers which would allow him to bring his family over from China.
Hmm. So when they came, when your mother came here, they settled in Flagstaff. Well, why Flagstaff of all places, first of all?
Okay, my father lived his first 17 years in Chinatown in San Francisco. He never left the boundaries of San Francisco Chinatown. And the way he got to Arizona is because they were hiring Chinese laborers in the low-producing gold mines in the Prescott area.
Mm.
And he heard that they were hiring, and he got a job there for $2.50 a day. And they deducted a dollar for room and board. So he worked in this mine, not as a laborer, but he worked as actually a cook until the mine ran out. And the way he got to Flagstaff is because Flagstaff was a bigger town, and he figured he could make more money and settle in Flagstaff. That's how he picked Flagstaff to settle in.
So when they settled there in Flagstaff, your parents, what was it like for Chinese immigrants at the time? There, I understand, was a pretty big Chinese American community there. But you're also living under, you know, a time when the Chinese Exclusion Act was law. So there must have been a good amount of discrimination.
Well, you know, my father, he was aware of the Chinese Exclusion Act all his life because he was born the day they enacted the law, and he grew up with it. Yeah. And he found ways to live within the law and work hard. That was his philosophy. But there was a lot of discrimination of the Chinese everywhere.
I understand there were fires in Flagstaff at some point during your parents' time there, and the Chinese-American community was blamed for those?
Yeah, they were blamed for it, but it was an effort just to get them out, to drive them out of Flagstaff. You know, the Chinese weren't the only ones to be discriminated in Flagstaff.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as my father You know, our business was on the south side of the tracks, and as long as you worked hard and didn't make waves, they tolerated us, and not me necessarily, but my family.
Tell me about the laundry business. It sounds like it, by the time, you know, it was well established, was quite a pillar in the community.
Well, you know, the Chinese were stereotyped. You know, you were either a servant or a cook or a laundryman. And my father fell into the laundry business because there was a need for it.
So you and the rest of your siblings were born and lived right there above the laundry?
Yeah, my mother had, she bore 10 children. She had a baby every year or two. And most of us were born on the second floor of the laundry. And we all lived together with one bathroom. And we all worked.
What is it you remember most about your mother?
Well, my mother died when I was 12, so I didn't really get to know her really good, but she was very kind, very hardworking, very what a wife was supposed to be. She felt that if she worked hard, and my father taught her to live within the law, and that you would be rewarded in your life and your afterlife.
One thing I read about your mother was that she never was able to obtain citizenship in the U.S., even though she lived there for so long, even though she tried to. Why not?
When my father died when I was 6. She inherited the estate, but she could not own it. And this is another restriction in the Chinese Exclusion Act, and it stated that if she was not a citizen, she could not own her own property. So the family decided that she should become a citizen. And because she could not read, write, or speak any English, the first question on the citizenship test in those days was that you had to recite the preamble to the Constitution. And every one of us, even me, tried to get her through this preamble, and she could not get past the first 10 words. Literally.
So she came to America at a young age, had this large family here in Arizona, and her legacy lives on through you and your siblings, and I'm sure your children, and on, right? But
right.
Give us a sense of what you think her legacy is.
She did what was necessary to raise a good family and provide for them in every way, and she did it to the end.
All right. That is Dr. James Wong, son of Du Yu Wong, a Chinese immigrant in Flagstaff at the turn of the 20th century. Dr. Wong, thank you so much for coming on the show to tell us about your mother.
Oh, thank you for having me.